Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the Play Big Movement podcast. And I have a very special guest today. All my guests are special, but today, this guest is part of my heart. I'm so proud of her and so excited to introduce her to you. Sharon Merrill, you are an incredible young woman. So thank you for being with me today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor to be here.
Well, let me tell the folks a little bit about you. Professionally, you are the president and CFO of Integrated Fire and Safety, but that's just the label. You're an incredible heart-centered, you always care about your people, you're a community leader, and you've actually recently been named to the advisory committee member for the Office of the State Fire Marshal, and we're going to talk about how that all happened, and I want that to be able to share with the audience, because as you well know, and folks that are familiar with me, I always talk about the personal success equation, taking your passion and your talent, that power of association, taking action, and then adding that faith, faith in yourself, faith in what you're doing. A lot of that is surrounding yourself with the right people. But I always like to start, Shelley, by just giving us a little insight into little Shelley and how you got started and how you got to where you are.
Well, I was actually born in Illinois and was raised on a farm. And the interesting thing was, is I was kind of always by myself. I had siblings, but they were a lot older. So I spent a lot of time on this farm with the animals, you know, just playing and all that. Then when I was 12, we moved to California, mainly because my brother was stationed in the military here. So we followed him. And I went to high school here, and right out of high school, I was actually working at a sandwich shop. I didn't have much of a direction. And one day one of the customers, approached me about a position with a fire protection company. And so 2 months out of high school, I began working for my previous boss, who was the owner of my current company. And he was a franchise of a bigger nationwide company. And he and I worked really well together. We developed kind of like a family relationship and just really were in tune with each other. And so we grew the company slowly. And in 1994, he broke away from the nationwide franchise. And it was just us. And I remember being terrified that, are we going to get customers? You know, how are we going to do this? Like, we're going to have a lot of downtime and all that. That didn't happen. Without soliciting anybody, our customer base tracked us down. And from day one, we were just running with it. So it was a very small company. And over time, I just learned from asking people and just following directions and doing what other people wouldn't do, as far as filling out state forms and a lot of contracting things. I just learned. I picked up the phone and called whoever sent it to me and asked questions. And that's how you learn. And so then in 2005, my boss was diagnosed with a brain tumor. Well, he had a tumor on his optic nerve, that caused him to lose vision in one eye. He had to go and have brain surgery and all kinds of stuff. And then he didn't really want to come back at that time. And at that time, my husband was traveling overseas with his a lot. And we had a 6-year-old son. So we just took the plunge and took over the company. And we've been running it ever since 2005.
I think what you've just shared for everybody, I want to point out, is you've been an entrepreneur where you were brought on as an employee. And even as an employee, you continue to seek out new ways to do things, new ways to improve efficiencies. And it's so important for people. You don't have to be an entrepreneur if you're enjoying your job. You can be an entrepreneur and really support the growth of the company that you're with. And in your case, you got to the point where you positioned yourself with as such a high level of contribution that you were able to step in and continue the company by purchasing it from the previous owner. Share a little bit about how that happened.
Well, because I was in the base part of it, it really felt like my baby. So it was very easy to transition from being an employee to an owner because I had all the systems I had already put into place at that time. Of course, they've evolved since then because of all the changes over time and changes with regulations and all of that kind of stuff. But really, because it was what I considered my baby anyway, it just fit. I never imagined my life when I was in high school or younger that I would be in fire protection. You know, it just kind of fell into my lap. And so I took it and went with it. And it's been great. You know, even during COVID, we've been extremely lucky because these regulations, no matter what's going on in the world, they still have to be followed. And so our technicians, you know, I made sure we had enough PPE and they've been able to continue working and getting stuff done throughout the pandemic. And be safe. We haven't had one technician contract COVID-19 yet. Knock on wood.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, I knock on wood every day. We have been very blessed and we're being very as careful as we can and respective of the customers because, you know, there's so many people are afraid right now. And I completely understand that entering a person's facility or a person's apartment or all that, we have to be very sensitive to their fears. And in addition to keeping our people safe as well. And my technicians have been fantastic.
Well, I love it. And I, you know, it is so important when I hear just having people come into my home, you think about it, you know, what people are sharing with you in both positive and negative sense. So tell us, you know, we've been working together and I'm just so proud of who you are and what you have done in building such a successful business. I'm honored to be supporting you and your journey, but we talk about the power of association. And so you have really elevated yourself from an expert to an authority in your field. Talk a little bit about that transformation.
Yes. When I began working with you, I was still in the mindset of I'm just a small company, just my couple of counties working here, you know, working in this area. And I didn't have that sort of confidence and wasn't even really thinking about it until you and Angela both brought it into the forefront of my mind. And at one point you had said to me when I was talking about a problem that was going on with the forms put out by the state, you said to me, well, get in there and change it. You know, show up and see what you can do. Add value, which is your motto. You always want to add value. And so I did. Based on our conversations, I ended up contacting somebody who was in the state fire marshal, is a state fire marshal who I've known. And he started telling me about a meeting. I got approval to show up as a guest. I showed up as a guest in Sacramento. And as soon as they opened up the floor to the guests being able to speak, I was all over it. And that led to me being appointed to a work group that day. And so I've been working with this work group of the other members that, and it has now resulted in me being appointed to the committee as well. And we are working to revise the form process because it's very confusing. It's actually hard to train a new admin person because it's so confusing. It just doesn't need to be that difficult. So I'm doing my best to help them to help the rest of us contractors in the state of California to be more efficient and provide better service to our customers by being able to get the reports to them faster.
Proof positive, successful businesses solve a problem or serve a need. And what you're doing, you're not getting paid for it. You're actually doing this as a volunteer to simplify the system. But in doing so, you're elevating your personal brand. You're elevating your position of authority within your industry. And so you'll get tons of rewards as a result of that.
Yeah, it's worth it to me. It's worth it to me to see a better system come out of it. Yeah. It's worth it.
Well, I'm just so proud of you. And you continue to seek groups that you are aligned with. You're involved in a couple different networking groups. So again, that power of association is still very, very important, no matter what level you are, to continue growing. And you've become a mentor in one of those groups, AO, and valued member of the mentoring group. So you went from being a participant to a mentor. And so I just wanted to share your story, Shelley, because it's so important. You put forth the effort, you did the research, you continue to be in a position of contribution, and now you have elevated your authority to a position that people are seeking you out for support, correct?
Yes, and actually I love that because it makes my heart happy to be able to help other people if they want help. You can't just go tell somebody, oh, you have to do this, 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 and this. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So, people who come to me, I absolutely will give them ideas or my experiences. If anything I've been through can help somebody else, I'm more than happy to share it. And I do want to point out that AO is how I met you. You were a speaker at an event I was at, and I came up to you and gushing, and that was the end of that story or the beginning of that story.
I loved it. And, you know, it's important for people to know that is, you know, you never continue, you know, stop contributing. Right. And you have, and we're talking about, Shelley runs a multi-million dollar company, right? And she's in there all the time. It's got a full focus, but she finds time to support other people and to be available to help others. And so you are a true testament to really effective and valued leadership. So thank you, Shelley. And you're going to hang in there. We're going to do another quick interview for the private Facebook group for Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter. But tell people how they can find you, Shelley.
My email is Shelley, which is Shelley at integratedfire.org. I am on Facebook at Shelley Merrill. And then I'm also on Instagram at Shelley_Merrill.
Fantastic. And I'm so proud of you. I'm just so thrilled and honored to work with you. And I cannot wait to see your continued contribution because it's just, you've got exponential impact and exponential influence waiting to happen for you. So thank you, my dear Shelley.
Thank you so much. It's an honor for me to work with you as well. It's been a godsend.
Well, I absolutely love working with you and look forward to continuing. And I'm so proud of you and for you. And for all of you watching and listening, thank you for listening and participating in this segment of the Play a Big Movement podcast. Rewind, take some notes. It's amazing. And then join us in the private Facebook group. See you there. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.